Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This right here, the Odd Couple, the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked. For the next 2 hours, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, let's go to baseball. And Blake Snell, Cy Young Award-winning pitcher for the San Diego Padres, Rob, had a no-hitter going against Colorado. Seven innings pitched, threw 104 pitches, and pulled himself out of the game. What did he say, Rob G, to the manager?
Yeah, he told manager Bob Melvin, this is what Melvin told the media. He said Snell was being pretty realistic. He said to me, quote, "It's going to be tough for me to finish nine." He was over 100 pitches, seven innings, pretty good inning. It wasn't that, though. So they... You know, he said he knew he didn't have it, so take me out.
Had 10 Ks and had four walks, so it was near a perfect game, but, was looking great. Rob, what are your thoughts on this, Rob?
Outrageous. It's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. Chris, stop. And they protect the managers and the analytics people by saying it. Clayton Kershaw said the same thing, a perfect game.
Oh, you don't
game.
Think Snell pulled himself?
No.
Really?
I don't. I think that's just a part of what they wanted. And he went along with it because that's where we are in baseball. Why would you 100 pitches? You can't finish a game? I mean, Chris, Go out there. You give up a hit or two walks. Okay, you don't have it anymore. Why wouldn't you want to compete? You might get out of the inning on four pitches, right? Three swings on four pitches and you're in the ninth inning. You don't know. If you labor through the eighth inning and you throw 18 pitches, Chris, okay. I got it. You're out of gas. But to not even go out and try, I'm just not buying it. Every time they always making excuses for, I don't have it. Clayton Kershaw threw 80 pitches, Chris, no stress pitches, had a perfect game going, and I don't have it. I'm done. Really? We don't want to leave him out there, Chris. You know, he might get hurt. We want to save
Kershaw
him for down the road.
That? I thought Kershaw was like, hey, you know. I thought he was kind of like, it would have been nice, you know, you got something going.
He gave the Dodgers a pass.
He didn't say he pulled himself.
No, he just said that, yeah, they're probably right.
Different. Snell said he pulled, or at least Melvin, right, the manager. Did Snell say anything, Raji?
I have his quotes. We don't have the sound, unfortunately, but here's what he told the media after the game last night. He said, I just knew it was going to be a lot of pitches. I'm a guy that understands my body really well and understands the risk-reward of injury with pushing it. With how hard I was throwing today, it was not worth it. I understand no-hitter is an amazing accomplishment. So hard to do. I understand that. I also understand how much I value health. It's an individual accolade. It's cool for the team. We get a no-hitter.
It's not either or.
But it's cool when the bullpen comes in and you can trust them.
It's not either or.
I think he did it, Rob. I think he pulled himself.
It's
and
BS.
I agree with you, but so it's, you don't believe, you think he's lying.
It's BS. It's not, because it's not either or. It's,
no, I get that,
in health, pitching a no-hitter doesn't mean that you're going to be hurt or not pitching a no-hitter. He could go out the next start and get hurt. I just don't understand the rationale behind it. If you go out there in the eighth inning, Chris, and you struggle, take the guy out. If he walks a guy to lead off the eighth inning, if he gives up a hit, whatever it is, if it takes nine pitches to get through the first batter, come out. I got you. If he had 140 pitches, I'm with you. That's too much, 140. This isn't the Nolan Ryan days where he threw 230 in a game, Chris. We'll never see that.
Rob, I agree with you about what you just said as far as, you know, we've talked about it before. I mean, Jacob DeGrom's hardly throwing at all, and he can't stay healthy.
Right.
You know, I mean, so we talked about Kershaw after he came out a few months. Was it even a few months later? He got hurt, you know? So I agree with you on that. I am taking it. I don't know if either one of us know. I'm just going to take Snell at his word. I mean, he could have easily said, hey, you know, I knew I didn't have any more left. But he went the extra mile and really went into detail about knowing his body, thinking he wasn't ready to, you know, go longer and all that. So I'm going to assume that he's telling the truth. And here's what I would say, Rob. I think that the players coming up today, and I'm generalizing, but a lot of them, they don't think they can go complete games anymore. They've been brainwashed by the analytics people. And you talk about soft. You talk about the whippification of a sport. Rob, guess how many complete games Blake Snell has thrown in his career?
Eight.
How about zero? Zero. So he probably really believes there's no way I'm going nine. I bet it doesn't even cross his mind to go nine innings, even if you got a no-hitter going. And this is horrible, Rob. They are convincing some of these players that you can't throw a complete game anymore. It's terrible. Because people want stars. People want moments. This would have been a moment. We know and the Padres aren't even going anywhere. I'm not saying you just, you know, throw caution to the wind and say if you get hurt, you get hurt. But you're not saving him for the playoffs.
Well, the other thing, too, if you're the Padres and you're not going anywhere, and if it really doesn't matter, then why is he pitching at all, Chris? Why is he even out there if you're going to go to let him pitch seven innings to say, well, we don't want him to pitch the eighth and the ninth. Don't pitch at all if you're worried about health. You're out of the playoff race.
Right.
Why are you even pitching?
Right. I mean, I just think it's terrible. And this is I mean, it's almost like the equivalent of load management in the NBA. And, I mean, guys think to play 40 minutes, you got to be Superman in the NBA. And now we've got pitchers who, even with the chance to do something historic, to do something memorable, to do something you will never forget, to do something you'll get accolades and praise for, to give the fans a moment. What are the San Diego fans looking to see now? They certainly, you're not getting to the playoffs. They want moments. They're not giving up on the season after you fall out of the playoff race. So give them a moment. And the fact that he didn't have the competitive drive. And again, I just blame it on these guys being brainwashed now into thinking they can only throw so many pitches.
Right, and the whole notion that the third and fourth time around, you don't have that good stuff and they hit you. It's okay. That doesn't mean you can't get through a game, Chris. I watched Tom Seaver when he pitched for the Mets, Chris, he struck out 19 batters in the game, and guess what? He struck out the last 10 San Diego Padres to end the game. The last 10. Whatever happened to that?
Rob, it is just, it's just terrible. I mean, look, we, in 10 years, Rob, and maybe I'm giving it a long time, because I'm just saying this. I hope it never happens, and I would lean toward it never happening. But if analytics continues the way it is, Rob, you know how they have openers, right? A guy to throw one inning.
Right. They don't even call him a starter, just an opener.
Right. Like, I would imagine, Rob, that the analytics would tell you if you throw five or six pitchers in a game and each one of them is at their absolute best because they're not tired and the opposing lineup has not seen them, right? It's the first time they're seeing each pitcher. I bet the analytics would say you got a better chance of winning.
Only problem, and that's what they believe, Chris, and you know what? It doesn't work, because if it really worked, they would be doing it. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Does it not work? I mean, we've seen it here and there, but I don't know that it doesn't work. But here's my thing. I don't care if it works. That eliminates stars. How you going to have a star pitcher when they only pitch two or three innings at the most whenever they go out there? We don't have no bullpen middle relievers are stars. That's my main. Look, the switch with the infield. That was helping you win, right?
Right.
But it's not good for the game.
Right. And this is not good for the game.
No, it wouldn't be good for the game.
It to cheat fans from moments, as you talked about, going, Chris, I've been covering baseball, Major League Baseball, since 1986. I've seen one or two no-hitters. I saw a perfect game with David Wells. I might have seen one or two. I can't even remember. That might be the only one. How often do you think you go to a ballpark and see a no-hitter or a perfect game? It doesn't happen. I go to the ballpark all the time for the last 37 years. It doesn't happen. Doesn't happen every other day.
You're right. I mean, it just, like I said, that's the logical conclusion of these analytics is you start throwing a pitcher one or two innings. And like I said, just like the shift wasn't good for baseball, even though it could help you win, that would not be good for baseball. Rob, it's like the Oakland A's when they were at the height of the Billy Bean era, right? They were winning regular season games, but really no stars. Were fans interested?
Right.
I mean, we want Shohei. Shohei's team wasn't winning, but we want to see him because he's a star.
Right. He's doing something that we've never seen. And to belittle or act like a no-hitter means nothing in baseball is a crime from these analytic people. It really is to poo-poo it and to shortchange it and make it like, yep, it's no big deal. Ah, just come on out. Who cares? We don't care if you got a no-hitter going. Just sit down. Let's put in Joe Blow, who nobody knows or cares about, and let him get the three outs. And then some other guy comes in and gives up a bloop single, and then we go home and we won the game. Really? That's what we want? That's what we want.
I'm with you. That's terrible. All right, what do you say? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in. Blake Snell pulls himself, at least that's what he said, from attempting to complete a no-hitter after seven innings. Rob and I think it's bad for baseball. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts next. Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. It's time for you to weigh in on Blake Snell pulling himself because he didn't think he could make it through the final two innings of a no-hitter. Your thoughts?
Crazy. All right, Brad in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Hope you're having a good night.
Yes, sir.
Yep, you too.
You know, my philosophy is that our athletes are taking the game out of the business instead of trying to make a game the business. And I think they're just looking at it for the next contract. If I'm hurt, then all of a sudden I'm injury prone, so I won't make as much money. If I have a couple of bad innings, then it hurts my stats. And I really think that all they're doing these days is just thinking about how do I get to the next contract. I remember back when Michael Jordan, when he was coming back from that broken foot, and he was mad.
Second year in the league, yep.
Right. He wanted to play.
I didn't play 10 minutes.
I think you make some great points. And, Rob, like, but the money is so large. And we get that guys made a lot of money, relatively speaking, back then. But not like this, Rob. Like, no, guys played in the NBA and baseball in, say, the 90s, Rob. 80s for sure. They don't have enough money to continue living. You know what I mean? Like, guys, if you get a huge contract today, you should be set for the rest of your life. That wasn't necessarily the case back then, and I do think a lot of guys are looking at it strictly as a business.
But the science doesn't add up. Agreed. Coming out of games doesn't mean you're not going to get hurt, and that's the issue, Chris.
They're getting hurt more than ever. At least it feels that we don't have the data.
We don't have the real data,
but
it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like guys get hurt all the time,
right?
Just it doesn't matter.
I don't think they build up the resistance right in your body because you're not working as hard. You're not pushing yourself as hard as you used to.
Crazy. Brandon, down the street from Fox Sports Radio in Sherman Oaks, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Chris and Rob, big fan of the show. How you guys doing?
The truth!
What's going on, guys?
Are you right next door, or are you actually away from the building and just in Sherman Oaks?
Oh, no, I'm in the studio, and I was in the AP studio, and I saw you guys, you know, talking smack about my Padres.
Now he's a Padres
guy. Go ahead.
Guy.
All right. Go ahead.
Rob
go
sees ahead. Me rocking the Padres, yes. Matt, and you guys are talking
smack. I don't know
smack.
Why. What a season.
I know. It's terrible. But terrible. One of the brightest spots of the season has been Blake Snell.
Yes, he's going to be the National League Cy Young Award winner.
Really?
He will be.
He's going to win the Cy Young.
Yes.
He's going to win the Cy Young, and he's up for a big contract, okay? The guy needs to protect himself. The Padres season is gone. All right, it's over. But he needs to protect himself so that he can get paid at the end of the season. And some
so to
team,
Rob's
hopefully
point,
the Padres.
Why is he pitching
at all then?
I mean, really?
My point.
Because he's chasing the Cy Young.
No, but
how about sealing it up with a no-hitter?
Exactly. Two more innings. Brandon, help me with this. Let him start the eighth inning. If it's a struggle, he takes eight pitches to walk the guy, Chris and Brandon. Take him out if he gives up a hit, if he struggles. You could start the eighth inning. The first guy could pop up to the infield. Now you're two outs away, right, from getting through the eighth. You could get out of that inning in six pitches. You're good to go is what my point. Let him start the eighth inning.
It's a fair point, but I know people in the organization. Look, Blake Snell's a dog, and if he was
is
not
he?
Able,
he didn't sound like a dog.
He's never pitched a complete game. Chris Scott,
right.
He looked
a
it
dog?
Up.
If he wasn't able,
he's
to
a chihuahua.
He's a good pitcher. Don't get me wrong. He's a good pitcher, but come on.
All right, fine. He's a small dog, all right? I gotcha.
Right.
But if he wasn't able to continue, then I take his word for it that he pulled himself so that he could turn it over to the bullpen and finish the job. Thank you guys so much for
is
letting
me. Is he definitely
out.
Winning
no
the Cy Young?
Is no, he is,
100%.
Yeah.
Why? They got what? They're one of the worst records in the league?
No, but he's had an unbelievable season.
I know he's been good.
Yeah.
I think he leads the NL in ERA. But is it just based on that, off that?
It's not just that. I think he's won in the second half. What has he won, like 11 games? He's had a tremendous season. And there's nobody.
What happened to all that games matter, Rob? What happened to all that, you know, important game? When's the last time he played a big game?
No, but I'm talking about there's nobody else, if you look at the NL, that has put up the stats that he has. He's going to win the NL Cy Young.
Go ahead, Rob G.
I just got a question. How are you going to let Brandon come off the bench like Vinny the Microwave Johnson and just cook you guys on your home floor?
He didn't cook us.
How are you going to let that happen?
I served him. Are you kidding? He didn't cook me.
You know what he's doing now? He just put some ranch dressing on that San Diego's Padres hat that he wears every day, and he's gnawing on it right now.
Let me tell you, if
how about
Jamal
Justin
Crawford
Steele?
Saw this happen, he would say that Brandon belongs in the Hall of Fame as one of the other six men in the Hall of
Fame.
Wow. Because of what he just did?
Because what he just did to you guys, he brought facts to a feelings fight.
Wow. Who has feelings for Blake Snell?
Apparently a couple people do. But
wow. Rob, what about Justin Steele for the Cy Young? The Cubs are right there. He's got 16. He's 16-4. I know records don't mean what they used to be, but Blake Snell's 14-9. ERA is pretty close.
Blake Snell has over 100 more strikeouts. We could go through the stats.
He's been, his Ks are ridiculous.
Like 100 more. I'm just saying.
He leads the league in wild pitches. He's got a ton of walks. He's got like 60-something more walks than Steele. I don't know. I just think a guy on a bad, underachieving team the records, I know they don't mean what they used to mean. But I don't know. We'll see. He's having a good year. I will give him that. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Our man, Randy Mueller, is around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, B. Finn, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst with his own funky theme music. Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Doing good, guys. What's going on, man?
We're good, man. There's so much to get to. I'm looking forward to talking with you. Let's start with the Justin Fields situation. He put it out there that the coaching is bothering him. Obviously, he retracted it later. But what do you make of this whole situation?
It's definitely a systemic problem in Chicago, isn't it? It seems like we had this discussion about 3 or 4 years ago with another quarterback.
So that's right.
I'm not sure what Kool-Aid they're serving there, but it's not working for their quarterbacks. I feel bad for Justin. He is really under pressure to show progress. I don't know that they've done a great job in really giving him a blueprint to do what he does best. But I'll say this, at some point, he's got to block all of that out, and maybe that's what he's saying with his comments today. He's got to block everything out and play and process and see people open and throw the ball in with anticipation. He's not doing any of that right now, and it's probably analysis by paralysis.
Yeah, but Randy, these guys who are drafted top quarterbacks, I don't know what the number is, and maybe you could do – somebody has done research – I say 7 out of 10 fail and never make it to live up to what they were in college. There's a big failure rate as far as top quarterbacks. We got Sam Darnold on his 9th team, and Zach Wilson can't play. Mariota's been on 8 teams. I mean, Jamarcus Russell was a bust. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, it's
Josh Rosen got dumped after 1 year. What are we missing, or what are the scouts missing?
I don't know that the scouts are missing it. I think they're organizational failures, to be honest with you. There are so many things that go into building a kid's confidence, giving him the skill set, and progressing from where he is in college. The other thing it tells you is the college game is totally different. It is a different game, managed different. Plays are called different. In fact, in the pros, the good offenses, they don't just call plays. They teach a system. Sean McVay, saved Goff's career. He was on his way out, but the system kind of took over for Goff, and now look what he's doing. So I think in a lot of places, it's the organizations themselves that have to be more stable and know what they're doing. And I think it's it's easy to place blame on Zach Wilson and Justin Fields and some of these other guys when the organization is the one that lets them down in so many ways.
But Randy, here, let me just say this. But Randy, that's I hear you. So that many organizations are bad, and why do some people are able to make it? Trevor Lawrence, had a terrible first year, but that was Urban Meyer, right?
That was a bad situation.
So you're saying Urban Meyer can't coach? Is that what we're saying?
I'm saying it's a total different game. It's a total different teach. It's a total different systematic teaching method, and they have to get it. And sometimes it's as much as Taylor making it to their skills, but eventually they have to be able to stand on their own, and you can only wait so long. The NFL is hard. Let's face it. These are quarterbacks that come from Ohio State or even Clemson or some of these other places. They're better than all the other teams they play. Face it, Justin Fields was better than everybody he played. Bryce Young was better than everybody he played in college. So when they get to the pros, the other teams are really good, and it's really hard. But having said that, everybody evaluates different. I think you would be shocked, and your question was, are there this many organizations that are bad?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them that struggle to, I think, evaluate and put things together with a standard criteria that's really disciplined. It's really hard. Hey, I was in the league 25 years, and I got with Nick Saban at Miami. I changed my thinking. He made me way better at my job, so I was lucky. And this was after earning Executive of the Year and spending 25 years in the league. So everybody grows. Everybody changes. You see a lot of young GMs now in place because that's in vogue. But it's learning on the job, and that's hard if you're a player.
It also, Randy, every year, essentially, I mean, this past year or maybe it was 2 years ago, the quarterbacks weren't as touted. But it feels like three out of every four years, people are, like, praising these quarterbacks
in the draft.
He's
the best thing that ever happened. Right. Oh, my God. Like, he's going to be the greatest quarterback who ever touched the ball.
This upcoming draft, they're talking about four quarterbacks going in the top 10. Drake May, Caleb Williams, looks like now Shedeur Sanders, and Bo Nix. I mean, all of them can't be stars. And is that a big part? Because, really, it's like – at least these first round quarterbacks, people prop them up like they're going to be stars, and everybody can't be a star. Is that a big part of it too? Because I don't know. It's because they are so often teams are wrong on these quarterbacks, and then you get a Brock Purdy who's Mr. Irrelevant, and even a Dak Prescott who was a fourth round pick. You know, so it just almost, like, maybe to a big point you're making, some of these guys from the better programs have so much talent around them, and their team is so much better than their competition, that could skew it. Although, you know, a Trevor Lawrence looks like he's going to be a good NFL quarterback.
There's a lot that goes into it. I think from the standpoint of they, and that's the word I'll hone in on what you use, they is the prognosticators, the people that don't work for teams, they prop these guys up starting when their college season starts.
Right, the draft gurus.
Yes.
The draft gurus, there you go. That's a problem. I understand everybody's wanting to do their job. I get it. But some NFL offices let that kind of talk infiltrate their room. And pretty soon you have an owner and you have other people believing that. And it's really not true. It's the ones that stand up for what they think and actually grade and evaluate based on what they can see with their own eyes and not take for granted. It's a big wave of momentum that these guys enter the draft process with. And that's where it starts. I think that's where it starts. And you've got to be able to cull out some of that in order to make up your own mind. And I think some teams do a better job of that than others.
Randy, I'm not asking you to name any names, but you've been an executive and not that long ago. How much, like, when we see the draft gurus, like you said, they do. They talk about these guys. You know, five quarterbacks they're saying. How plugged in generally are they to the teams and getting that info from GMs, or are they just kind of going off their own scouting and agents and, you know, things like that?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you were a GM, would you plug anybody into your thought process?
No.
You might even lie. You might even send them on the smoke screen.
It's agents that have an agenda and want their guys out there. Am I right, Randy?
Yep. Yep, agendas for agents, agendas for parents, agendas for everybody. And I can never remember in all my years, 35 in the NFL, ever sharing my thoughts or views on a player outside of our building. It just makes no sense.
It's
counterproductive to what you're trying to do. So, no, you don't share this. So, to answer your question, and again, some of these guys are my best buddies. They're not plugged in. They're not part of that. They can have their own opinion, and I respect that. But it's not going to be an opinion that I'm going to factor into my consensus building, and that's really what I'm doing.
Hey, Randy, one last thing, and I'm not, the Lions season ain't over, it's two games in, but coming off that win in Kansas City, you come home, Seattle got tattooed, right, at home, looked terrible, Seattle's missing two linemen, yeah. The Lions don't even touch Geno Smith, Chris. They get no pressure with two guys coming off the bench to play. What did you make of that? I mean, for people in Detroit, it's the SOL, same old Lions. That was a moment, after beating Kansas City on the road. What did you make of that loss?
There's a couple angles. First off, you do have to be able to stand prosperity in this league. Like you mentioned it, coming off a big win in Kansas City, you've got to put your nose to the grindstone. The other thing is, and I've been skeptical of this, and I think you would agree, the Lions defense has not proved that they can do it week in and week out.
Yes.
This time, a year ago, they were ready to wash out the whole staff on defense and everything else. So that's still a work in progress for me. And third, Seattle has a habit, if you study their last few years, of going on the road and beating somebody that nobody gave a chance to. So I think you've got to give Pete Carroll, his crew, a little bit of credit. They always seem to win a game like this, East Coast time zone, doesn't make sense, coming off a beatdown. They find a way to win and rally the troops, and Pete does a great job of that. So it's
you're right about Randy, 100%, and that was a big-time win for Seattle. That was big-time. All right.
No doubt.
All right. Randy, great stuff, man. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Look forward to our chat, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Rob, is relegation coming to college football? We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studio, and at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob G, interesting idea from a college football coach about the group of five teams. Can you share it with us?
Yeah, actually, it's a athletic director from Boise State, Michael Walsh, who, in response to all the realignment that's left a lot of the, you know, non-Power 5 schools, you know, out in the cold, even some Pac-12 schools, you know, that are Oregon State and Washington State don't have a major conference. And so because of that, Michael Walsh is proposing a promotion and relegation system for the rest of them. So those two former Pac-12 teams, Oregon State, Washington State, and schools from the AAC, the WAC, the Mountain West, and so forth, would create a tier system, three tiers with promotion and relegation, depending on how well you perform.
I got a headache already.
And
really?
If you are in tier one, then you would form what he would refer to as the fifth power conference, which would also be able to compete for the college football national championship and so forth. The one caveat being is this system would only apply for college football, not the other sports.
So, like, if you have a horrible run, let's say you win one game over a 3-year period, you could be
tier three. You'd be the lowest tier of those schools.
Well, I mean, if you're one of the Power Five teams,
no, it would only involve the teams that are not in the current SEC, Big Ten,
so
Big 12,
know,
and ACC.
None of the big teams could be demoted.
No, only like let's say we'll use San Diego State as an example. If they went 11-0 next season, then they put themselves in tier one. That following year, they would then be competing with the other power conferences for a chance to get in the college football playoff. If they went 1-11, they could be bumped down to tier two, and then they would not be able to compete with other
teams. What would their schedule be like, though? I mean, I don't know if he went in all this.
No, I don't know if he got that far, at least in the article that I read, no.
I mean, Rob, it obviously would seem to need some fleshing out. I'm not against a promotion relegation system, you know, for some of these teams. But, I mean, just because they're in that tier one, if they're not consistently playing the better teams, or at least the teams from the better conferences, then they're not going to make the playoff anyway. Because only so many of the teams are going to make the playoff.
Every time they're trying to you know, take what they do in soccer. You don't know. I've heard this would do that in basketball, relegation, do it in baseball for bad teams. Stop. Just stop. Everybody can't compete. Everybody's not going to have enough players. Everybody's not going to be in the run for the national championship. It's just not possible. Everybody can't be good. There are going to be some bad teams. There are going to be teams that can't compete and will never compete. I don't even understand it.
Yeah, it feels like, as we've talked, you know, I've said before, that ultimately we're heading to something similar to the NFL situation, where you might, you know, you got a few conferences, whether it's two with several divisions or it's four with a couple of divisions. And it's ultimately about 50 or 60 schools really competing, Rob, for that national championship. If they want to, if that's what ends up happening ultimately, and then maybe a team or two that are horrible for a long you know, like I said, a three-year period. They get demoted, and then a team that's been terrific at the tier one level, to use this AD's language, gets moved up. I mean, I could see that. I wouldn't be against that. But, I mean, as it stands right now, even only, like you said, only the Power Five conferences or teams are really eligible for the national championship.
And
that's
Chris,
just how it works right now.
Right, and we could count on, okay, the other teams. Michigan ain't winning a national championship every year. I get it. They haven't won it ever.
Do you know what I mean?
Like that's what I'm trying to say, and yet you're trying to work in some of these other schools. Can Michigan get a championship first before they start talking about – are they relegated? Ohio State at least has won a couple, Chris. My God. But some of these other schools, they haven't won anything in a long time.
Yeah, it's – I don't know. College football, obviously, it is – changing, you know, it seems like by the day, right? With the not only the NIL but the transfer portal, and it's been exciting, but we will see going forward how this works. But I don't know, like I said, I'm not philosophically against it, but I do think ultimately something like an NFL system could be good. Let's stop acting like Kent State's gonna compete for the national championship.
And that's my point. I'm glad you said that. That's my point.
Or Alabama, right?
They're not.
It's Division I. They got scholarships and all that. That's great. But
they can't. Rutgers can't even compete, Chris.
Right. Rutgers going to play Michigan.
And they're in the Big Ten.
And Rutgers in defeat. Let's see how that goes. Rutgers is undefeated, I believe, as is Michigan. Michigan chose them because they thought they were a patsy for their homecoming. So that game is this weekend. Let's see how that goes. But interesting stuff. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We've got 1 hour remaining. You know what to do. Keep it locked here, Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.